January 1st, a magical accident. On the edge of a fjord, a deep mountain lake ringed by majestic peaks, the kingdom of Arendelle was a happy place. During the day, shopkeepers, fishermen, and ice sellers kept the city bustling. At night, the northern lights often lit up the sky in beautiful patterns. The rulers of Arendelle, the king and queen, were kind. Their young daughters, Elsa and Anna, were the joy of their lives. The older daughter, Princess Elsa, had a magical secret. She had the power to create snow and ice.
"Elsa, psst,"
5-year-old Anna whispered to her older sister.
"Wake up."
It was well past their bedtime, but young Anna wanted to play with her sister and see all the wonderful things Elsa could do. She wanted to see snow and ice in their ballroom. But most of all, she wanted to build a snowman. Soon, Anna was dragging her sister through the castle halls toward the ballroom. It was a magical night, just as Anna had hoped. Elsa made a snowman, icicles, and even peaks of snow for Anna to run and jump off of. And that's when the accident happened. While playing, Elsa mistakenly hit Anna with a blast of icy magic. Anna fell to the ground unconscious, a white streak appearing in her hair. Frightened for her sister, Elsa called out to her parents for help.
"It was an accident. I'm sorry,"
she said with tears in her eyes. The queen examined her little girl. Anna would not wake up, and her body was ice cold. The king spoke in a whisper.
"I know where we have to go."
So the king and queen rushed the girls to a group of trolls, mysterious healers who understood the secrets of magic. Carefully, the troll known as Grand Pabbi examined Anna.
"You are lucky it wasn't her heart. The heart is not so easily changed, but the head can be persuaded."
The trolls were able to cure little Anna, but they also changed her memories. When she woke up, she would not remember Elsa's magic, not even a little bit. January 2nd. Do you want to build a snowman? Anna and Elsa's parents thought long and hard about how they could protect their daughters. The trolls had made it clear that Elsa's magical power to create ice and snow was dangerous if left uncontrolled. So the king and queen decided to close the castle gates until Elsa could learn to control her abilities. No one could discover Elsa's secret, not as long as the little girl lived quietly in isolation. No one could upset her and cause her power to burst out. It was lonely, but Elsa agreed it was for the best. After she had accidentally struck Anna with a stray blast of ice magic, Elsa was determined never to hurt anyone, not ever again.
"The gloves will help,"
the king told his daughter one day, slipping a long glove onto each of her small hands.
"Conceal it. Don't feel it."
Elsa nodded. "Don't let it show," she said in a quiet voice. But despite these efforts, whenever Elsa had strong feelings, the magic would spill out. She grew more and more afraid she might hurt someone by accident. She even avoided Anna to keep her safe. Anna did not understand why Elsa would no longer play with her. It felt like she never saw Elsa, and Anna missed her sister. Every so often, she would knock on Elsa's bedroom door, hoping she would join her for some fun.
"Do you want to build a snowman?"
Anna would ask, but Elsa always refused. No matter how much Anna pleaded, Elsa wouldn't open her door. Day after day slipped by. Then month after month. Eventually, Anna grew used to her sister's absence and stopped trying to get Elsa to come out of her room. She accepted that her sister no longer wanted to spend time with her. Some days, it felt like she didn't have a sister at all.